Love Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Wherever you are, wherever you are. When we got neighbors, we neighbor. Look what the Lord has done. He's brought us all the way. I know we used to say he brought us up a long way, but the truth of the matter, he brought us all the way. So how come nobody would just cry to me to say he brought me? Find another name to say he brought me all the way. Yeah! Hey! I'm glad about it. Somebody say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. This is the Lord's doing. And his body was in our sight. Amen. We thank God for being in the building just one more time. Amen. And I'm so glad, so excited to be in the presence, amen, of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. And as you can see, we will rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. We bring you greetings from Grace Tabernacle Church. Not too long for them. I have to start saying the international. Amen. We are broadcasting live, amen, through Facebook and throughout the Chaos Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for Elder Oliver and his precious wife, Lady Oliver. She's here, amen, today. We're glad. Thank God for them. Praise Tabernacle, I would like to announce, not only are we locally, amen, but we're in London, England. And not only are we in London, England, but as of today, amen, this morning, right now, we are live in Germany. I said we live in Germany as well. And even like to shout out the Kensington Care Home in the UK, the assisted living in London. We thank God for you being a part of our broadcast. Amen. We pray and hope that something is said today that will encourage your heart right where you are. Also, Germany AM radio station, amen, is listening live through Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I see Nebraska is in the house. Amen. Nebraska, we have our Nebraska family. Amen. Sister Tamisha Brown, that's my cousin. Amen. Nebraska is in the house. Amen. Texas, Evangelist Stevens, amen, in Texas. Texas is in the house. Amen. I don't know if our Chicago, our Illinois family is on there on too. All right. Our Chicago, Illinois family is on, amen. So we just, amen, anybody else, if you, amen, if you're from another state, another country, if you would just make a comment so that we can see you, amen, we would like to acknowledge you, amen. All the Praise Tabernacle members, amen, those that are in the building, amen, those that are all over Facebook and Chaos, we thank you. Amen, amen. So glad, so good to be back in the building. Amen. But we understand, amen, the building don't dictate our praise. Amen. Amen. We've been praising God over the last 9 months. Y'all ain't gonna say anything. Amen. Some of you, right while you're drinking your coffee, while you're cooking your eggs and bacon, you've been praising God. Amen. And we're just grateful. Amen. We got about 15 or so. Amen. We thank God for our praise team. Amen, that's here, our musicians, our media team, amen, that are here in the building, amen, and our nurses, amen, our protocol committee, our nurses team, amen, Sister Lucy and Sister Delcia, amen. Don't y'all try to sneak in, they carry it, they lock and load it, don't try to sneak in, amen, don't try to sneak in, you must come in at the door, you must come in. Amen. They must approve you. If I got to get approved, if my wife got to be approved, amen. Everybody got to be approved. Amen. They even scanned my head. Thank God I was good. Amen. I was good. Amen. So we're just grateful. Amen. On behalf of me and my lovely wife and my family, we just like to thank y'all for your love and support over these past, specifically over these past 8 or 9 months or so. Amen. We've been running. I've been up all morning. Had to take Macho out to Winder for his baseball tournament. So he's there. The rest of us, the rest of my children are here. Amen. Once this service is over, we have to head back to Winder for the rest of his games. So we just even continue to pray for us. I see some of our evangelists, amen, that are on. Evangelist McCoy, thank you so much. Thank you for your love and support. We see you, Evangelist Stanton, amen, which, amen, she was going to be in with us this morning, but, amen, she's not feeling well. So we're going to add her to the prayer list. She sent her husband, amen. She said he can stay. Amen. She told him, go ahead, you go on to church. We're glad to have. Amen. We ain't heard that bass, amen, in about 9 months. Amen. We ain't heard it in 9 months. And we almost got a little happy, a little too happy. Amen. 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 Brother Oglesby. Amen. Brother Charles Oglesby. God bless you. Amen. Let's go. This has really turned into a series. I thought I was going to preach this, Sister Asia. I thought I was going to preach this just one service, but amen. It has turned into a series. So let's go to Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Amen. Verse number 7. Amen. Elder Taylor, God bless you, our board of elders. Amen. Elder Taylor, thank you so much. Amen. President of our elders' council, Elder Bluett, our Sunday school, amen, our church secretary, amen, our new church secretary, amen, Elder Victor Bluett, amen. We thank God for him. Amen. I see he's here. Amen. Sister Kenya, amen. God bless you. My sister Shan, my sister, amen. God bless all of you. Amen. Let's go to Genesis, the 3rd chapter. I got to get in uniform, amen. I got to get in uniform while we turn to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse number 7. Genesis 3.
Yeah, I turned it off. Battery. Turn this one up, deep while you're on. Amen. Genesis 3 and 7. Turn this one up.
All right. Amen. Yeah, just
need some batteries.
Amen. Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Amen. I told my wife on Thursday night, she said, baby, you probably have to do a part 3. Amen. And then Elder Bluett said, no, Pastor, I saw it. Bluett said, you probably going to have to do a part 4. Amen. So I don't know how many parts, but we're going to keep, amen, we're going to keep putting these pieces together until we get a hold. Amen. Genesis 3 and verse 7. I want y'all to read it with me. Amen. Read it with me. Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Verse number 7. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
All right, on the count of 3, let's read that together. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse number 7. 1, 3. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Amen. Amen. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Amen. We want to pick up from the topic, amen. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, the consequences of looking through someone else's eyes. Come on, y'all talk like amen. Talk like you in church. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, there are consequences of looking through someone else's eyes. Amen. For some of you that just now tuning in, haven't watched us the last couple of weeks, these glasses kind of has been a, I guess, a marquee, a marker for me the last few services, dealing with looking through someone else's eyes. We started out and we dealt with verses 1 through 6, dealing with Eve and the serpent, and Eve and Adam and the serpent, and the, what took place, what Eve had in conversation with the enemy. Look at somebody real quick and say, be careful who you talk to. Amen. Eve knew what God had said. We see where she reported and recorded in the conversation between her and the devil. And sometimes we know what God says, and that is one thing to know what God says, but it's another to obey what God says. The scripture tells us that we should not just be hearers of the word, but we should also be what? Doers. Oh, I got a good church this morning. We should also be doers. So Eve knew what God had said, but because she had a conversation with a smooth operator, the smooth operator had was able to get Eve to see the tree through his eyes. I can't get no help. Eve began to look at the tree through a different set of eyes, which changed her vision, which changed her outlook on what God said. Listen, beloved, you got to be careful who you talk to, because somebody, some people, if you talk to the wrong person, they'll have you questioning God. They'll have you question the exact words or what you know God spoke to you, what you know God said to you, whether it's prophecy or through the preach or the teaching of the gospel. You know God spoke that into your spirit. But because you have a conversation with a smooth operator, the smooth operator convinced you, amen, that what God said wasn't actually factual. What God said wasn't actually true. And it caused you to look at that thing, or it caused you to look at that person a little more different than usual. All because you began to look through the eyes of someone else. So we're picking up in verse 7. I think on Thursday night we got to verse 9. So let me read 7 to 9, and then we'll try to get through. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now we see where a husband and wife is attempting to cover themselves. And I told you on Thursday night, anytime, amen, a husband is trying to cover himself from his wife, wife, you better look out. They ain't got many wives in here to talk to them. Amen. Husbands, anytime your wife, amen, normally come out the shower, amen, in her birthday suit, but now she come out with her police uniform on, amen, her detective, y'all ain't going to help me, yeah, amen, come out with her work uniform, her bus driver, God bless you, Mother Zachary, her bus driver uniform on, I mean, fully guard, helmet, y'all ain't saying nothing, mouthpiece, shoulder pads, y'all ain't saying nothing, knee pads, Lord, have been tweets. I didn't even know you practiced football. Yeah, I did, but I do now. All because something has transpired that changed our vision. Help me preach, Brother Ice. We were doing good. You and me was all right. But because you had a conversation with somebody else, it has caused the way you look at me. It has caused the way you look at your brother, your sister, to change. There was never an issue between you and him. There was never an issue between you and her. Y'all was okay. Y'all just went to Waffle House. Y'all just had, amen, just had the all-star meal together. But somewhere between then and now, you got hooked up with the devil. And don't y'all know the devil come in all shapes and forms and fashion. Devil sit in the pulpit. Devil leads the choir. Devils on the musician. Amen. In the music department. Devils are everywhere. He's just looking for somebody that will allow him to enter in. So they make each other clothes.
And there's an issue now going on, Sister Pam. Husband and wife is trying to cover stuff now. Why are you trying to cover? What has happened? So their eyes became open. Initially, they was walking around just as free. Y'all understand what I'm saying. They didn't have to worry about nothing. But now that their eyes, they got another sight. They're seeing something else now. Then, because of their eyes becoming open, they recognize that they are naked. And they heard the voice, verse 8, the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. That's another point that we must highlight. How is it that we're going to hide from God? But that's what sin will make you do. We'll think, don't nobody see us. Don't nobody know what we're doing. Oh, y'all, I got a quiet church today. Don't make me go back to the garage. My garage front church, talk to me. Y'all got to talk to me there. Sin will make you think, amen, will make you think you're hiding from the very sight of God. Man loves darkness rather than light. Why? Because his deeds are evil. Don't y'all understand that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity? Amen. Sin was embedded in us. Sin was a part of us just as much as you being, amen, a part of your own mother and father. Sin is just as much a part of us. We were born in it all because of what took place in Genesis. So husband and wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees in the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? This is where I got stuck, and I might get stuck again, dealing with the man. A lot of the issues in our community is because God is asking the man, where you at? Where you at? What's your stance? Where can I count on you? Where's your accountability? Where is your integrity, man? He didn't deal with the woman first. He didn't even deal with the devil first. He deals with the one that he gave authority to. Y'all don't like this. And any real woman, I'm talking to you, any real woman that's going to love God will understand the need for having a man of God in their lives. The right man will enhance you. The wrong man will pull you down. The right man will challenge you to go to be all you can be in God, but the wrong man will pull you back. You'll wait years on the wrong man, and 15, 20 years later, you ain't got nowhere but the right man. The first day will improve your life. Lord, if I was in the meeting comes, I would ask the question, is there a man in the house? Is there a man? God, in his order, deals with the man. When we look at our family structure, I don't even know what the percentage is. I know it's too high. Where our sisters, the black woman, is pulling all the weight. She's raising the children. She's cooking. She's cleaning. She's working. She's at the school. She's doing everything because there's no man to be found. And we see that even back here, God was asking, where are you? Every man out here that's listening to me, here's the question for you today. Where are you? Who thinks you're great? And I talked about this on Thursday night. Who is it that look at you as if you're great? A lot of us, our motivation is to be great outside the home. But your motivation should ultimately be to be great in your home. Can your wife call you great? I know other men's wives can call you great, but what about your wife? Lord, I got I know the folks in the church and the folks in the community call you great, but what about your wife? What about your children? You are a mentor. You do all this for all the other children. But what about your children? Do your children, can your children say, I got a great daddy? Can your wife say, I got a great, I'm just dealing with the man. And now, amen, I don't do much hip-hop. That's how I don't do no hip-hop. But, amen, let me put that, I don't do no hip-hop. But over the last week or so, it just seemed like so many of the rappers, black men, have been killed by other black men. And yes, that's sad. But what's even sadder is now the cycle continues. Now you got children that's going to be raised by a mom without a daddy. It's a strange thing. And I heard, I got to say this because I'm in church. I wasn't going to talk about it. But then I heard somebody say, when somebody die in the rain, that means they go to heaven. And I said to myself, I said, self, and myself, Sister Bethel said, huh? Myself said, I ain't heard that either. And I said, I ain't heard that either. I just want to make sure I wasn't by myself. What makes you a candidate, what makes you eligible for, amen, for heaven is accepting Jesus Christ, amen, as your Lord and personal Savior. And then, amen, denouncing your ways and following Him. So that's to everybody out there. I want to encourage you. If there's breath in your body, amen, yeah, there's an opportunity. You got to accept Jesus in your heart. And then you have to not just, amen, confess, but you got to denounce your stuff. You can't say I'm a Christian and you keep doing the same thing. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Man, where are you? Why is it that your family is on the brink of being destroyed? Amen. Probably because that man is not in position. A lot of times, it's that man that's not in position. So God deals Deacon Stanton with the man first. He asks the question, where you at? We got so many of our women asking the question, where you at? And even more, we got children, our children, asking the question, Daddy, where you at? Well, I give money, but the question still stands, where you at? What about the time? What about showing up at events? When they look around, amen, let me just say this. Lord, let me just say this because I'm saying, because some of them might be watching. Amen. We got, amen, I got Caucasian friends, amen, on Macho's team. We just took him to Wanda this morning. Amen. He's the only African American on the team. Another 10 of them young white boys. They treat us real good. We love them. They love us. But it's important to me because when I see all the other little boys and their daddies out there, it's important to me, these said, to make sure my presence is known. That's right. That's right. See, you got to have your priorities together. My day started at 6 some this morning making sure my son was okay. Now I can come here, amen, and preach and tell y'all about y'all family, but my family got to be in order first. God, I want my children to say, well, my daddy had time for everybody else. But the question is, Daddy, Omar, where are you? So now I got to be through by 12 to make sure I can get back out there because I don't want my son out there by himself too long. Because it's important to me to make sure that as all the other boys see their daddy, it's important that my son sees his daddy. Y'all don't like this, y'all. Amen. Adam, where you at? You preaching, you evangelizing, you saving everybody else. But what about your own home? Charity, love, starts at home, then spreads abroad. Verse 10, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. We got so many excuses. You too. We have so many excuses on why we are not in place. Because when you're in place, you show an accountability. That's the problem. And let me put this out there. A woman, we thank God for our women, but a woman can only do so much when it comes down to a young man. Now, I can only do so much. And I know some women that have done a great job, but there comes a point in a boy's life where there's got to be a man, a positive man, that can show him what life is really all about. You got to be an uncle, pastor, a family friend. And women, don't just give your sons to anybody. Lord, help me this morning. Did nobody, amen. First, Lord, gee, I'm going to Lord, y'all going to mess me up. Amen. First of all, the children and ask to be here. Still talking about where you at. But if they came and you, amen, they're a part of you, I don't see how a man can look at their seed and not spend time, amen, and want to nurture their seed. You definitely ain't a man of God. You definitely, you a bootleg, you a boot, amen, you're a bootleg pastor. How in the world can you look at your seed? The thing that you planted, a part of you, and you don't do all you can to make sure that the seed is nurtured and grows properly. You got on somebody else's eyes. You've been invaded. Adam makes an excuse. I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. Listen, the one that made you, listen to these excuses. The one that created you, now all of a sudden you're afraid because you was naked. That just don't even, tell somebody else that. But this is us. We make so many excuses. Some of y'all making excuses now on why you should have been far more advanced in your ministry, in your business. But you keep coming up with excuses. They holding me down. You holding yourself down. They holding me back. No, you holding yourself back. And sometimes it's the people that we surround ourselves with that'll hold us back. So we got to, amen, we got to have the spirit of discernment. Somebody got the spirit of discernment, but not discernment, discernment. Amen. I'm almost through. He said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And God said, who told thee that thou was naked? His other vision. Just all of this other vision that he's taking on. Now he's got knowledge of something. Amen. That's why it goes back to parents. Be careful. Amen. Lord, help me. Be careful who you send your children with. Because if you allow your children to go with the wrong person, they can be introduced to something before time. Especially in our communities, amen, uncles and us that, amen, nasty and things happen to them, and they do, y'all are going to help me this morning, they do the same thing, but because you're so hot in the pants or whatever, you just want to go out, you just send your kids with Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. Then when that child starts acting a little funny, a little strange, you're wondering why. Because they spent a weekend with somebody. Ain't talking about the W-E-E-K, but the W-E-A-K, a week in. And now this boy or this girl has been introduced to a sight of something before time. Something has happened. Now they are seeing something that God eventually wants them to see, but it's not necessarily time yet. But because the devil was in someone else, this child now, he may probably for the rest of their life have to wrestle with something before time, before their brain can is mature enough to deal with that. They've already been introduced to it. Oh, I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? We already know God knows everything.
Right.
But look at how God puts it back on Adam to try to get Adam's accountability to come up to par. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Now, here we go. I'm going to turn around. I got 5 minutes. Watch this. Watch, Brother Allen. Look at verse 11. Okay? And verse 12. And the man said, the woman thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Who did Adam blame first? No, look at it again. Who did he blame first? Look at it in the back. He blamed God. He said the woman that you gave me. It was my boy.
Our sins.
Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's why you got to practice your keys so you know how to get there where I'm at. What can make us whole again? Look into the eyes. I'm through. When you look through the eyes of someone else, you never know what you're going to get. It could be healthy that protects the eye from the sun, the rays, helps you to see clearly. Or it could be something negative. You got to be careful. Even in your conversation, it was a conversation that opened the eyes of Mother Eve. And then it infected her to the point it rubbed off on her husband. Eve was deceived, the Bible says. Adam disobeyed. Eve was tricked. Adam just disobeyed God. Uh-huh. But it all started with a conversation. If you know somebody that anytime you talk to them, by the time the conversation is over, you feel bad. Your day could have been going good, but after you got off the phone with them, now you feel heavy. You feel like, you know, hey, I ain't worked out. Why am I sore? Why am I tired? I need a nap. You just woke up. But you need another nap. Because that person woke you up out of your good sleep. And they wore you out. Drained you. Because their eyes are here. And since we know misery loves company, it seeks somebody that it can share its misery with. And for too long, too many of y'all under the sound of my voice has been the trash can for misery. I'm trying to, my sister. I'm trying. I promise you I am. But if you can hear what I'm saying today, put the lid on it. Put the lid on the trash can. I don't care if it's your family. It could be your best, your BFF. No more. Today is the last. Matter of fact, the buck stops here. It's done. And I don't care if you don't friend me no more. I don't care if you don't call me no more. I don't care if you don't invite me to the next party no more. I have my own party. Tired of being folks' trash cans. Call me and dumping all your mess on me. Now my blood pressure up. Now I'm stressed out. My hair falling out before time. My teeth, but y'all ain't gonna help me. Come on, put the prayer. Help me. Stop being folks' trash cans. Sister Journey, come here real quick, Sister Journey. Hurry up, Sister Journey, girl. I know you can move your cheerleader. Come here, Sister Journey. I love this young lady like a daughter. She'll be considered my third daughter. Let me see your glasses. Take your glasses off. Ain't gonna sell them. Let me see. Don't you know, I know you can't see without her. Much as I love her, these don't work for me. I better not take no more steps. They work from her. They're custom for her eyes. It's for her. Where you at? Okay, here you go. Stay right here. It's for her to be able to see. It's not for me. Stop taking on stuff that God had designed. And a lot of things, it wasn't even God. They put themselves in those situations. And then they want you to help bear and look through their eyes. Girl, I told you. Don't you see it like I did? Girl, I told you. I better put these on before I go cross-eyed. Thank you, Sister Jerry. Thank you, Sister Jerry. Y'all give Sister Jerry a hand. Let folks keep their own glasses. you're going to have enough issues that's going to come your way. But there are going to be consequences. This morning, amen, on Thursday night, I deal with the consequences of Eve. Women, y'all tune in. But I'm just dealing with the man, and I might get to Eve Thursday night. I'm going to stay on this as long as the Lord keeps telling me to stay on it. Because our families are at stake. I don't care nothing about no big church. Really, I don't care nothing about being in here. I'm concerned about the souls. I'm concerned about families. I understand. Coming up on 12 years of pastoring, I understand if we can build strong families, we'll build a strong church. You build a strong church, you build a strong community. And it goes on. You build a strong community, you build a strong city. I heard, and I'm going to say this and I'm through. Elder Alma, I'm through after I say this. Don't you call me and tell me nothing else, Elder Alma. I heard Deion Sanders, as I was getting ready this morning, heard Deion Sanders prime time. He was talking about the recent deaths over the past week of the black rappers. And he said something. He said, where are the Black Lives Matter folks at now? He said that y'all was doing all this when it was the police shooting. He said, but where y'all at now? And our own people. He said, why ain't hurt nobody marching? Why ain't hurt nobody? Because see, what we're finding out is the black lives folk, the one that founded this, of not who they really portrayed to be. Y'all like it? Y'all won't be talking about Trump and Biden. Don't care nothing about that. I'm talking about us. Ain't nobody marching now. We don't see no black line. We don't see nobody checking the dead folk name now. So Deion Sanders said something that was so profound, and this is what I live by. And I just told you, but I'm going to take it again. We got to get the families in order. So we got to get the families. We got to get fathers, mothers that are trained up children and not live one way inside the building and you live different when you get home. Amen. Stand to your feet. I'm through. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Y'all remind me, I got to verse 12, I think. Families. Adam, God deals with the man because the man was out of order. And because Adam was out of order, not only took all of it, did it affect Adam, but it affected the family. If Omar's out of order, it affects Sister Zach. It affects Amaria. It affects Omar Jr. It affects Pamela. It affects Omar the third, and then it affects Omar the fourth. All because Omar Sr. wasn't in place. We got so many children, so many young men don't know how to dress, don't know how to tie, don't know where their pants are supposed to be. Because the culture, the street, what they see on videos, the men that they see on videos, because there's no man in the home. They see the men on the video. They see the men on the TV shows. And they pattern themselves. Now, they understand, they can't go into a corporate America, amen, a Fortune 5, or amen, a good job, a 9-to-5, Monday through Friday type job with some benefits and some vacation and get hired. Because before they even get to the door, they already been judged. Can't do it. Can't have it. No. They're going to have someone less qualified, but looked upon. So we got to get the families. And even now through this season, these 9 months, I've been able to come back, step back, and view again and say, what can we do now even more to enhance families? I don't care about a big church. All this that God has blessed this church with over the last 9 months, we didn't have a clue. We had no clue. When Sister Oliver brought her husband to this church, we had no clue what God was setting us up for. But we're grateful. And we just want to be in place. So when God says, Omar, where you at? I can answer. Every man under the sound of my voice, I want to encourage you. When God asks where you are, you can answer. I want to challenge you to be that, for you that are married, be that husband, be that strong. Had a conversation with a young man Thursday night before service. Young man, just got married, hasn't been a year. I'm encouraging him, keep fighting. Hang in there. I can't say it'll get easier, but it'll get better, but you got to hang in there. Your family is at stake. Somebody got to change the course. Somebody got to do better. Somebody got to do something different. And I want to challenge every man to do something different. I want to challenge you, those of you that are on YouTube Live, I want to challenge you to do something different. Our Germany audience, I want to challenge you, every man, every woman, do something different. Over in London, I want to challenge you, do something different. Your children's lives are at stake. They're counting on you. They're counting on their father to be in place. Adam was out of place. His Eve was able to be deceived. Don't leave your women out to dry. They need your protection. They need our protection. They need our security. You can't be crying about everything. You cry so much, your wife can't cry because she's continuously patting you on your back. You got to stop crying. You got to, amen, man up. Make it happen. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We thank you for today's service. God, if there's one under the sound of my voice that is watching me live, that... that know they've been out of place. And now God is trying to find them. That preacher that's out of place. He's preaching good messages. He's hooping real good. But God is trying to find him. That evangelist that's traveling all over the country but have no time for at home. God is calling. God is looking for him. We pray now, ask that you would give every man that's listening and watching me, the fervor, give them the strength to take their rightful place. And to be able to say, God, here I am. Be able to man up. Thank you. I want to challenge every man. Accept this challenge. Man up. Be that man for your home. Be that protector for your wife, for your children. Don't let it be that your children got to go to somebody else. Or your wife has to seek from someone else. You step up, man up, do your part. If there's one under the sound of my voice that's watching me, and you know you fell in that area, and that's okay. Our father failed in that area. But today we got an opportunity to get that thing right. And you know you want to get that right, male or female. You say, Brother Omar, God has called me, and I've been running, I've been high. But after today's message, I want to be accounted for. But when the Lord calls my name, I can say, here I am, or here am I. You that are watching and listening, and you know you want to get this thing right, repeat this simple prayer. Repeat this simple, you ain't got to roll on the floor, you ain't got to speak in tongues, you ain't got to do none of that. Repeat this simple prayer. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. I believe you died on Calvary's cross. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. This day, I accept the challenge to be accounted for. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, everybody, let's clap our hands. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's clap. Amen. Consequences of looking through someone else's eyes. When we look through someone else's eyes, now we begin to blame others. Amen. And we don't want to do that. We want to take full responsibility for our actions. Listen, we want to do our Sunday morning offering, and then we're going to call out our prayer list, and we'll be going home. Amen. Listen, now more than ever, Praise Tabernacle members, friends, some of you have been partnering up with us, and we're thankful. We thank you so much. Amen. But there are expenses, okay? And a lot of us, amen, for whatever reason, I'm not the tell you what that reason is, right? Some folks say, well, we haven't been in the building, so I'm not going to give any, well, whatever. Okay? Whatever your right reason or wrong reason, whatever. Okay? We do have Deacon Stanton's Finance Committee starting December, the first Sunday in December. They will be having a meeting at the end of each service. Because we know we're going to be stagnant, amen. Everyone's not coming in, but it's going to be a schedule. We want everyone to know where we are financially, okay? We never hid anything. We never had any secret compartments. We never had any secret deals or anything like that. And we ain't going to start, okay? Books have always been open. If there was ever a question that is needed, asked. Amen. There's an answer. Okay. But I'm asking those here in the sanctuary, those of you that are watching us, we're going to be trying to stay away from cash. Okay. We don't want people sent in his life to have to handle cash. Now, that's all you got, especially when you're coming into the building. If that's all you got, amen, I'm quite sure people sent will accept it. Okay. If that's all you got. Okay. But the Cash App, we're going to give the church information. We got to do a little bit better in our giving. Amen. We got to do a little bit better. Amen. And as we're coming back together, I believe that we will, as a church body, do our part collectively. Amen. At that time, I will not be doing offerings. Amen. I'm not doing no more offerings. If I have a speaker, whether it's me or one of the other team, they're speaking, I'll be doing an offering for them. Amen. But I won't be doing any more church offerings at that time. The finance committee will be back in. Amen. And they'll be handling that part of the business. But we do want to remember our speakers. And you can never pay for the word, but you can show the man and woman of God that she was blessed by that word. And so I want every member, I'm not going to ask for a certain amount. I'm not going to do that. But we're going to ask every member to give something on today. And whatever the Lord lays on your heart, your best offering, your best offering. If your best is $5, if your best is $1, then give your best offering. And you have two ways in which you can give on today. You can Cash App the church. Church Cash App, all membership know this information by now, but I'll give it to you. Amen. We got people in London, people in Germany, amen, that may want to sow and be a part of this ministry. Amen. And we're grateful. Amen. But the Church Cash App is $PTC. That stands for Praise Tabernacle Church. So $PTC. The number's 877. Once again, Church Cash App is $PTC 877. Amen. Let's start giving now. Immediately when I get through, I'm going to get my offering.
Amen. I see the faces that are here already starting to give. Now let's give our offering. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart, let's give that today. Those of you that would like to use a debit or credit card, PayPal, Zelle, or any other, even the mailing information, I want to personally thank. I have several friends that have been mailing checks to the church, and we are grateful. Amen. The number to call for debit or credit card or PayPal is 678-760-6056. Once again, the number to call our church financial offices is 678-760-6056. Amen. Amen. That information should be on your screen. Amen. We want you to support. We want you to support. Amen. We're going to be, the Lord has laid on my heart to a lot of our Facebook family and friends, amen, to reach out to you and see if you would consider partnering up with us. Amen. We have so many that watch us, and you may want to know, what can I do to help the ministry? I enjoy the ministry. I enjoy the preaching, the singing. I enjoy this church. What can I do to help? Amen. And we just ask that you pray about being partners with this church. Amen. Partners with this church. Amen. It may be a weekly, a monthly, amen, love gift that you can contribute. Amen. And we ask that you do so. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Amen. So we're going to be reaching out. A lot of times, church, we get a little tense up when you talk about money. Amen. And I understand. I've been in church my whole life. I understand not all money was done the right way. Okay, we understand that. Amen. But just like it takes money to run your own house. Amen. Some of y'all was crying, and when we going to get back in? When we going? Some of y'all been doing that. Let me just tell you, you ain't gave nothing. Now we back in, we going to see. Amen. Because I'm letting it be known now. I'm not stressing. I'm not, me and my wife will not. We will not. And I've already told Deacon Stanton, we're not stressing. Okay? If the people of God, that the members of this church don't, if they can't do it, what needs to be done, we'll find somewhere else to go. And I've already proved to y'all for the past 9 months, I can preach from my garage. Amen. I got to pay those bills. Amen. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on, Sister Bell, am I talking right? Amen. Amen. I got folk in here now. Sister Pam, you talking right, Pastor. Okay, so we just, amen. I just got another outlook. It's about winning souls. Amen. It's about winning souls. And a lot of times you, amen, I'm just going to say this because I know what I'm talking about. A lot of times you put so much money in the building that when the families need help, there's nothing to go around. Okay, so we gonna make sure if we want to stay in here, Deacon Stanton is talking with the owner of the building, trying to work some things out. Amen. And based on those conversations, we gonna see what we need to do. Amen. But I already, amen, God's already opened up other doors. Amen. God's already opened up other doors. If we have to go that route, we understand it's COVID-19. Amen. And folks' finances, things are different. And the last thing I want the church to do is have to be extra stressful. Y'all ain't talking to me. Amen. Extra burdensome, amen, when it comes down to finance. So that means we got to do something else to make it easier on all of us. Amen. As the pastor, I'm going to make that call. And for those that don't like the call that I made, you have the right to find you another church. Amen. But we're going to go on in Jesus' name. And I already got the blessed assurance that those that love us, those that believe in what we are doing, amen, are going to be with us, whether we in somebody at even rent somewhere else, amen, whether we have to go to Sister Oliver's house and have church, and next Sunday over Sister Lucy, next Sunday Sister Belcher house, next Sunday Sister Pam house, amen. We're live from Sister Pam's Cathedral. Amen. Amen. Deacon Stanton, Sister Stanton, we might have to come over that was 20. Amen. And have ourselves a good time. Amen. Remember this. When there's two or three, y'all ain't long, help me. I'm trying to get us out of that old stuff. When there's two or three gathered in his name, he promised to be in the midst.
Okay, so let's make sure we're giving today. Now, there may be some, after you have given to the church, okay, that the Lord may lay it on your heart. This word that was preached may have tuned in for the first time. Someone may have missed Pastoral Sunday last Sunday. You say, how can I be a blessing to Brother Omar? That word was good. How can I be a blessing to the pastor of that church? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to give you that information. Don't you see me smiling? Amen. I'm so happy to give you. Get in on the good. Amen. Give a good side of Marion. I'm so happy. Amen. Amen. After you've taken care of your church, amen, church obligation, amen, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, you may be saying, what can I do to be a blessing to Brother Omar? Amen. This is the way you can do it. Thank you, Shane. I already put it out there. Amen. If you want to be a blessing, amen. Some of you, I see all of y'all out there laughing at me. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Our cash out information is $OZ, the number 264. Once again, $OZ. That's Omar Zachary, and the numbers 264. It's on your screen. Amen. So whatever the Lord, if the Lord lays it on your heart, amen. We're not asking for a certain amount. We just, if the Lord lays it on your heart, and you want to know, how can I be a blessing? That word challenged me today. That word encouraged, that word pricked my heart. And I would like to be a blessing to the man of God for preaching and teaching. Amen. That word on today. You can do so. $OZ and the numbers 264. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We want to call out I'm right at time, about 12:30. Amen. We'll call out our prayer list and we'll be going home. We'll be going to the ball field. Amen. Some of us be going home. Amen. And this is gonna be our new norm, y'all. Okay, so even in December when we're coming back in, it's that hour and a half, we're gonna be through. Amen. Amen. I'm training myself. Ask the Lord, okay, help me to stick it, amen, to do what we're trying to do. Amen. Because if I'm asking y'all to do it, as the pastor, as the leader, I want to make sure I'm doing it as well. Amen. So write these names down. We have our prayer list. We have Brother Dermaine Brown. Amen. Brother Dermaine Brown. Everyone to be praying for him. Sister Siobhan, amen, in Chicago. Amen. In the death of her child, we want to keep Siobhan and her family in prayer. The Bluett family, amen, Sister Asha Bluett and the Bluett family, we want to keep them in prayer. The Harris family, in the death of their mother, Mother Rachel Harris. So we ask that you continue to pray for the Harris family. The Walker family, in the death of Brother Dante Walker, amen, my cousin. Amen. Let's continue to pray for the Walker family. My nephew, Brother Dorr, and the Tate family. Amen. I keep getting words every other day. And my nephew is tearing up the whole house. Amen. He's messing up everything, and I'm so tickled by it. Amen. The Stokes family. Amen. Elder Leroy Stokes, one of our elders. Amen. Let's continue to pray for him and his precious wife. Brother Wendell Martin, amen, let's pray for him and his mother, Sister Melanie Martin, one of our members. These are members of our church, amen. Let's continue to pray for them, amen. Another cousin of mine, Brother Marquise Chapman, amen. I think he tested positive, I think, for the COVID. So let's keep him in prayer. Brother John Johnson, I got word on Friday night that when we prayed for him on Thursday, I believe he was in the hospital. About Friday night, amen, he had been released from the hospital. So let's give God praise for that. Amen. That's a family friend. Amen. Brother John Johnson, amen. Continue to pray for him. Amen. And last but not least, Evangelist Dove Stanton. Amen. As we told y'all earlier, she was on her way. She was going to be here this morning. Amen. But I'm not feeling well. So we want to continue to pray for her. And we know that there are several others. Amen. We thank y'all. When y'all, amen, get scheduled to come in, y'all will see the new way we kind of got things set up here. I want to thank
my
oldest daughter, Amaria. Okay, Brother Wendell, thank the Lord. Brother Wendell Martin got out the hospital on yesterday. Amen. 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 See, y'all, this is something new. This is something new. I'm able to communicate with everybody and see. Amen. This is, Lord, we're grateful. So I want to thank Sister Maria, amen, for doing our media part on Facebook Live and sharing, giving some home, helping doing that. Sister Asia, having our YouTube. Amen. Our nurses, Sister Belcher, Sister Lucy, thank God for them. Praise team, Sister Lovelace, Sister Pamela, my baby's mama, amen, amen, watch out, girl, don't look at me like that, none of that, man. Mm-hmm. Sister Pam King, amen, thank you so much. Deacon Stanton, our bass player, Brother Omar Jr., amen, Omar the fourth, y'all, he come here, Ice Cream, he's sharp today, amen, my baby boy is sharp, look at this is soup. Ice Pig, sharp today, y'all. Look at Brother Ice Pig. He's sharp there. He got his mask on. Amen. And Brother Kenji. Brother Kenji, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there when you want him. That's Brother Marcus. Amen. Thank God. We also thank God for Sister Oliver being here. Amen. Listen, I tell y'all, we're going to be doing some different things. Amen. Not too far away. We're going to host D&K Bible Break on a Sunday morning. Not too long from now. Amen. Amen. I know a lot of you have been blessed by Monday night. I tell you, they have changed me and my wife Monday night. We don't feel like we doing right if we don't tune in and laugh. I mean, we get a good laugh. We get a good word. Amen. From D&K Bible Break every Monday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. But not too far from now. We're going to have B&K Bible Break live right up in here on a Sunday morning. Amen. I'm going to sit back. I might bring me some popcorn that Sunday and enjoy, amen, that ministry of great husband and wife team. Amen. So we're just grateful to have them a part of our fellowship. Amen. We're so grateful. All right. Let us stand. Sister Kiana, glad to have you. Amen. Sneaking in the sanctuary. Amen. I don't know how you got by the security, FBI, CIA, ABCD, EFG. Amen. Well, they let you on in. Amen. Did I miss anybody? Sister Jervis here, our international cheerleader. Amen. She is here. Amen. All right. That's everybody. All right. Love y'all. Amen. Listen, tune in tomorrow night to D&K Bible Break on Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Germany, we thank you. Amen. We thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of our service. London, thank you so much for tuning in. YouTube, thank you. Facebook Live, thank you. Amen. All of those, the 20 of us that are in here this morning, thank you all so much. Continue to pray for us. Pray for your pastor. Pray for my wife and my family. Amen. And while you pray for each other. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we come before you. We thank you for another day. This is the day that you made. And according to your word, we have rejoiced and will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the doors that you've opened for us to literally be an international ministry. Not even trying, not by anything that we've done, but just by being available. We thank you for the doors that have been opened through Chaos Blog Talk. We thank you, God, and we just appreciate what you're doing for us. Small church, huge ministry. We thank you for allowing us, after eight, nine or so months, being away from our corporate location. God, we thank you for allowing us to come back on this morning, and we appreciate you. As we leave this place, remember your presence. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, tells us to go ye therefore and teach our nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you. Now, y'all remember, y'all still got a social distance now. Let's wave at each other, get the elbow, while y'all walk on somebody else.